Carolyn, we're talking about briefly about the Fireball Run that is going to be coming to Sedalia. Just, Carolyn, briefly, can you just give us kind of a brief overview of what the Fireball Run actually is?
Yes, it's an adventure travel series, and it is a reality filmed based show that goes to internet TV, and they do this as a game, a trivia game, and it also brings awareness for missing children. And they travel around the country. This year they're going to start out at Frisco, Texas, and end up in Independence, Missouri. Along the way they will be stopping in cities and spend the night. And at that point in time, the communities have missions. It's like a board game, a trivia pursuit board game, only the people, they are real characters that go around the community. And they do the historical significance of your community, and they have clues, and they have the different cars, the Fireball Run cars. Some of them are driven by celebrities and very characteristic people, and it's a lot of fun for the communities, but it also is for a very good cause. In the communities that they stop in, everything is different, how the hosts prepare for them to come. They have festivities that surround the event, as is Sedalia is doing. We're going to welcome them into town on October the 3rd, which is a Friday, about 3:30. We'll have festivities going on downtown with vendor booths, and we'll have the area schools there welcoming them in, lining the streets, playing music, the bands playing music, and just welcoming our team. We have a team that is going to be driving in this all the way from Frisco, Texas to Independence. That's our local Ron Ditzfield and Rick Yeager. So they will be doing that along the way, and then we'll welcome them here on that Friday and have a block party and with bands and different, again, like I said, activities with vendor booths. The next day we'll have a green flag start, and they will take off there with that green flag, and they will have a parade of those cars out of town with the local Harley owners group will be, leading the way with them. Then we've got the Queen of the Prairies Arts Festival that is going on in conjunction to give everybody a lot of fun and activities to do with their art. We'll have a jump house for kids, and then the art will have their art chalk drawings and different vendor booths and just lots of different things for people to do. Our really nice feature that we're going to do is our beautiful antique cars. We've got a great car club in Sedalia, and they're going to be both here on Friday and then back again on Saturday.
Wow, Carolyn, that sounds like the city has really been preparing. Now, as far as Sedalia being selected, how did it come about that the city of Sedalia was selected to be part as a host destination in this Fireball Run? Was there any kind of specific criteria that the city had to meet in order to have this, for lack of a better term, honor bestowed upon it?
Yes, there was. There's lots of requirements, but it's just a natural fit for Sedalia. It's not a huge problem, but there is a criteria that we were bestowed this honor, and one of those is the historical significance. We have a lot of interest. We have a beautiful downtown area that can facilitate such an event to come downtown, and that's what they like to do is come down to the downtown areas of communities this size. They like that warm, welcome and the hospitality that our smaller communities can provide. So there is, and naturally we have to have the hotels that can accommodate them, and you know, and vendors to be able to feed them, and all of those things that go into that.
Yeah, and speaking of the hotels, like for example, for people who may be coming in from out of town wanting to experience this, maybe, you know, take part in it and just kind of get a whole feel for the event itself, would people be possibly expecting hotel prices to maybe be a little bit higher because of the specialness of this event?
I'm not looking at, you know, at that aspect. No, but we will have a lot of activity going on in hotels. We do have several hotels to be able to accommodate, and I don't expect a non-regular price.
Okay, and Carolyn, what has the city of Sedalia really been doing to help prepare for this event?
Well, we have committees, and we've been all organizing, and we've met with the crew. The Fireball Run crew flew in and did some pre-filming and logistics as far as which way the cars will come in and go out, and the timing. They time each event because each trivia mission, it has such a complicated way that they plan all of that, and with the number of cars and the number of historical sites, all cars don't go to all places, but you know, it's a game. So they had to do a lot of strategic planning on time elements per se, and then at each individual site that they've selected for their missions, then there's different activities going on at those. So we have different committees. We have just lots of strength and support from our city community leaders. So yeah, we're prepared. We're prepared for this.
And also, you know, speaking of on the topic of preparation, will there be any kind of road closures or any detours that residents and or visitors need to be aware of?
In the downtown square, there will be some streets naturally to do, because it is going to be a block party. It's going to be a street party, so there will be blocks that will be closed off just for the events to be able to happen downtown. But as far as the major highways, no, absolutely not. No closures.
All right, and Carolyn, as far as, you know, this Fireball Run coming actually into the city of Sedalia, how does the city project that this could positively affect the local economy?
They have never done anything like this. This is a filmed, it's a reality show, you know, a typical reality show that's going to be on Internet TV. We've never had anything like that. So we really don't know how to project the economic impact for it as of yet, but we are geared up for, you know, for having those stats after the fact. But we are looking at that, but then we're also looking at the quality of the event for our local people.
And Carolyn, the Fireball Run is, you know, being called a life-size trivia game. And for those who have never heard of it before, could you possibly explain how it actually helps find missing children?
Yes, absolutely. Each one of these drivers, these team drivers, they are given a task that they have to do, and they print these posters and of these missing children, and they go to all these places and they talk to all of these people along the way, handing out posters on the streets and to all these. And that's why it's important to draw the people to the downtown area when they come, so that they can get this awareness out for these children. And there has been, since the beginning, the conception of this, there has been 43 missing children found due to, you know, this promotion.
That is absolutely amazing. Wow. Now, Carolyn, before I let you go, I have just a couple of other questions. Where can people, is there any websites or phone numbers that they can call in order to obtain more information about this?
Absolutely. There is a fireballrun.com website. We have our social media on the Visit Sedalia Mo, and the Sedalia CVB is our Facebook, and then our website is visitsedaliamo.com, and we've got information on there regarding our event here in Sedalia, and then the Fireball Run has wonderful information that includes Sedalia, and we have videos from Sedalia on that. And the theme for this year's Fireball Run is the American Frontier. So Sedalia is doing a theme that blends right into that. And to give everyone a hint, we're doing the red, white, and blue. So we are wanting to present that as the American Frontier Sedalia in our red, white, and blue colors.